Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you with this beautiful passage of scripture written by Apostle Paul to the Thessalonian church. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7, he beautifully writes about his ministry and he says, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." And that's beautiful. You know, a picture of a bulldozer comes to my mind. And if you see, bulldozers are good at demolishing things, but they are useless at building things. With that picture in mind, ask yourself, do I use the force of my personality and the power of my position to impose my will on people and get them to do things my way? If your answer is yes, then understand this: those who are the most controlling are often the most afraid of being controlled. The question is, what do you fear would happen if you treated others with respect and considered their input, ideas, and choices? Is fear and intimidation the only way you can imagine of holding on to relationships? Wouldn't you rather earn the love of others by being considerate rather than cruel? Or are you willing to settle for fearful submission? If you need to talk to a friend or counselor and try to get to the root of the deeper issues that are driving your behavior, over the next week, try not to criticize or rob anyone of his or her right to choose. Remember that even God gives people the power of choice. And you are not God. Keep this challenge going for 2 more weeks or for as long as it takes to get your controlling attitude under control. Right? Paul was prolific enough to write the epistles and powerful enough to raise the dead. Yet he said in Thessalonians 2:7, "We were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children." My dear brothers and sisters, when people make mistakes, Paul said in Galatians 6:1, "Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Right? So I would encourage you with this word for today. Try to be more gentle. Things around will change because your gentleness will be like the salt and a light and a voice unto the nations. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for your son Jesus. Lord, that he was the epitome of gentleness. His character revealed the goodness and the gentleness of Jehovah in our lives. When we read the life story and the lifestyle of Jesus and the character of Jesus, and Lord, we know that how gentle Jesus was among his people. Lord God Almighty, you are a gentle God. Your Holy Spirit is the gentle Holy Spirit. He doesn't force, he leads, he guides, he directs. He comes into an arena where he is welcomed. Lord God Almighty, we thank you and I give you the praise for loving us and for showing your character of gentleness in our lives. Lord God Almighty, today help us to live by that code of conduct. Help us, O Lord God Almighty, to be gentle to our spouses and to our children, to be gentle with our people in our office, to be gentle with our clients and our Lord, the people, those who serve us, give us the grace to be gentle with them. And I pray that the name of Jehovah be alone glorified by doing so, that we'll have an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus with one another. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, let your great grace and glory abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Preserve and protect them. Prosper them. Provide for them, O Lord, because they are your inheritance. I also pray for the ones who are, Lord God Almighty, grappling with the health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind, and I pray that the power of God will manifest in their lives, that they will lack no good thing in their bodies. They will enjoy robust health and strength. And Lord, that they'll enjoy shalom in their mind, that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. We thank you. We give you all glory and praise, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. And God be with you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.